I believe that as the Holy Spirit leads, we will not fall short. There was a word that came on the internet this morning that I printed out, and I just want to give it to you before we go into the word that the Lord gave me. And it's from Teresa Phillips. The angelic guard to some nations has changed, which I thought was doing. I'm doing a new thing, etc. And a great thing. What is God's plan for this new day? For America, England, and Israel, and Japan. For this day forward is a new day. He has an ear. He who has an ear, listen. And to the now voice of the Spirit. I am releasing an army of angelic hosts to prepare my people for the next move of my Spirit. This move will come with many signs, wonders, and miracles, and I am releasing a new level of glory. The angelic guards to some nations has changed, and I have sent two-faced warrior angels to the nations of America, England, Israel, and Japan. I am sending warrior angels who have a double face. The face will look beautiful and serene as they minister peace to you, the Christian. Then, to our enemy, these same angels will look fierce and powerful, and demons will tremble. Luke 9:10. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. James 2:19. You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe and shudder. What is God's plan for you? I say to you, my children and servants and leaders, my heirs, go to the closet of prayer and seek me. Matthew 6:6. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door. Pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And it goes on. Matthew 28:20. And teaching them to obey everything I commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. You are precious to me, America. I am doing a great new thing. Fear has torment. Can you imagine this was on? And that's what we talked about last night. So I will torment our enemies with fear as they see the angels. Aha, you will say, I saw that. Aha. We will say it together. See how they turned back. Even armies against Israel, America, England, and Japan. And more will turn back, and eyes will behold it. Aha. Many of you are feeling humbled with the passion you once had. Yes, it's humility that reminds one of their visions. Because the first vision was right. I will stir you back to your first love, and the work you sense you failed at, I will allow you to achieve. I can and will forgive you veering off. I love you. You are precious to me, America. I will not abandon you. I have not abandoned you. I have not abandoned Israel either. I will not abandon anyone in any nation that is mine, mine, mine. I will not abandon you. But now I say to you, be careful what you say and do and share. Make sure it's me, not your passion, but me. Be careful you do not appear above or below anyone. Please be mindful of the poor and the lost and the needy. Amen. I love them also. Amen. So be brave to give and brave to receive. Some of you have forgotten the blessings of receiving. Some of you have forgotten the blessings of giving. It's for you. Behold this, I am doing a great new thing, says the Lord, you are mine. Let us work together and shine with the brightness of your presence and thwart the enemy of heaven and earth. Praise me in all things, in all things. I am he, the one whom you love, God's great plan for elders and the younger together. Now I have used this prophetic voice to say this before, and I shall say it again through this voice. The elders are going to mentor the younger. The gray hair of wisdoms are coming out. Coming out. I am turning retirement to refirement. I am challenging the young ones to look towards the elders and sit at their feet and listen. Listen to the old stories. They will strengthen you. Wisdom is being released, and I am lavishly sharing it. Now, go to the hedges and bring highways and byways and declare what good things I have done for you, says the Lord of hosts. Mark 5:19, Jesus did not let him but said, go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has mercy upon you. Dr. Teresa Phillips, Chicago Prophetic Voice, etc. I felt it was important to share that because it was really saying and confirming what God did last night and what he then kind of notched in to do another level today. I want you to come with me to the book of Isaiah. He had a little party with me this morning. Isaiah chapter 49. How many of you have ever felt arrows in your body hit you and you literally started to fold under? Okay. Well, there are negative arrows sent from darkness. There are also what? Positive arrows that come from the kingdom. Yes, exactly right. Okay. Verse 1, listen to me, you islands. Hear this, you distant nations. Before I was born, the Lord called me. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. From my birth, he has made mention of my name. Amen. He made my mouth like a sharpened sword.
Amen.
In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me into a polished arrow and concealed me in his quiver. He said to me, you are my servant, Israel, in whom I will display my splendor. But I said, I have labored to no purpose. Look at the brain of the person. I have labored to no purpose. I have spent my strength in vain and for nothing. That's for the older folks. Yet, what is due me is in the Lord's hands, and my reward is with my God. So now he's correcting himself. And now the Lord says, he who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and to gather Israel to himself. For I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my strength has been my strength. My God has been my strength. He says, it is too small a thing for you to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob, to bring back those of Israel I have kept. I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. This is what the Lord says, the Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, to him who is despised and abhorred by the nations, to the servants of rulers, kings, will see you and rise up. Princes will see and bow down, because the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. The next level, I'm going to skip, but I'm going to take you to verse 22. This is what the sovereign Lord says. See, I will reckon to the Gentiles, I will lift up my banner of love to the peoples. They will bring your sons in their arms and carry your daughters on their shoulders. Kings will be your foster fathers and their queens your nursing mothers. They will bow down before you with their faces to the ground, and they will lick the dust at your feet. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Those who hope in me will not be disappointed. Can plunder be taken from warriors, or captives rescue from the fierce? But this is what the Lord says. Yes, captives will be taken from warriors, and plunder retrieved from the fierce. I will contend with those who contend with you, and your children I will save. So notice who's in the charge of these things. It's not you and me. It's the Lord. I will make your oppressors eat their own flesh. They will be drunk on their own blood as with wine. Then all mankind will know that I, the Lord, am your Savior, your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. I was sharing with my wife this morning that when this word came, I had a vision that came back to me. And I'm guessing the time slot is before 1985. So I would say 82, 83, 84. It's not sure where in those years. But I remember that I was at a Friday night service at Grace Church. I know it was at Grace Church, so could have been 84. And I'm positive of the building. And I know roughly where I was sitting. And the Holy Spirit started to bounce on me with Isaiah 49. And I remember the trembling inside my heart. It was like there was 1,000 bees in there. And they were all fluctuating, and I was losing my breath. And I kept hearing, you have to go up there and you have to get it. He didn't ask me. He said, you have to. And my body was in turmoil, screaming on the interior. And I bowed to fear. But then, you know, Holy Ghost is kind of sneaky. He pushes another button and then another button and another button. And sure enough, he pushed enough buttons that I finally got out of the seat because I thought I was going to die in it from fear. Fear of rejection, fear of reprimand, fear of making a mistake, and the list goes on. When I got up, it started to fade. And I can remember losing my legs on the way up to the altar area because I would say a couple of hundred people, maybe more. And my legs didn't want to carry me to the destination. And never mind being in front of the microphone because that was another problem. So those of you who have a problem, I know I've been there, so I have compassion for you, but I won't let you off the hook until you're obedient. So, I finally, I think it was Roby that was ministering, and I said, I have a word. And of course, he motioned me to come up, and I went behind the pulpit and opened up this word. And my eyes fell upon Pastor Gino's wife, Jeannie, who was way in the back. And as I began to read, I could see that there was a change in her countenance. How many know fear of people can really shut you up?
Amen.
Okay? Her countenance became totally different, and this is before my grandchildren were going to the little school, and so I knew her, but I knew her from a distance. And as her countenance continued to change, and as the words were coming out of my mouth, the next shot that I had in my head was to look at Gino and see what happened with him. How many know you have two pieces of you? You have your soul, your mind, will, and emotions, and you have your spirit. Now, it was my spirit that had the gift of giving that word. And as it was going out, It was wonderful. I mean, there was excitement in the crowd, but my focus was on the officials.
Amen.
All right. My focus wasn't on the Lord. Why?
You wanted to see what they were going to do. You were afraid what they were
going to
do.
Ah! It was the fear and the torment that still pushed my buttons. And it didn't want to quit. I remember coming to the place where it said, this place was too small for me. And when those words came out, that God was going to expand, Gino's face and countenance changed. And I also know that there was another dramatic change in Jeannie because of the words that were bouncing out of my mouth. I believe my voice was shaking, and I was trying to stop anywhere but at the end. I did not want to continue, and I remember taking a breath and saying, please bear with me, I've got to finish, and continued. And I read the entire chapter. When I got done, I can really say that my legs had zero energy left. I don't know how I made it back to where I needed to sit. I don't remember getting back. After the service, I wanted to run out the door. And of course, my greatest fear was that Gino was coming towards me. He put his hand on my shoulder and said, thank you for your obedience. Well, that didn't really help. I was a survivor, but it really didn't help. Then he said these words. He said, Kim, my mother-in-law brought up 10 children. Her husband, my father-in-law, has been gone to be with the Lord for a while. And unbeknownst to you, before we purchased this building, that is the exact same scripture that my mother-in-law gave to me that I needed to obey. And what you've just done is confirmed her word. That's why both my wife and I were having a lot of difficulty with our emotions. And I said, I ate humble pie that day. When you obey the Holy Spirit, there's going to be some pressure. It's absolute. It has to be, because the darkness is not wanting you to be in obedience to what God has prepared for you. He wants you to run in any direction but towards the Lord. Mm-hmm. And the more you run towards Him, the more He'll confirm His word to you to assure you that He needs you as a part of the body. At that time, I was an outsider. I had been listening and as an understudy to the assistant pastor, which was Roby Moore. And I was learning the things of the Lord from a different angle than from my religious background. So what am I saying to each and every one of you today? As best you can, carry your commitment. Speak out when you get something. Even if you're doing it afraid, speak it out. If I had not obeyed that day, I don't believe it would have been as pleasing, number one, to encourage the pastor and his wife, but to confirm the word that her mother had given, that yes, they needed to go forward in obedience. It was provided for somebody or from somebody, which I was not a part of that church at that time. I was still involved in Three Rivers in a very strong way. So what am I saying to you? God will provide guarantees to you of his plan and then the grace to carry it out, no matter what the cost. And yes, your body may pay a price. Your emotions may be stretched. You may not enjoy the trip, but you'll enjoy the King who comes and crowns you with a crown of grace and a garment of praise. So close your eyes. Lift your hands to him. Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
you've begun a work in me.
You've begun a work in me.
And I'm willing,
and I'm willing
to go the rest of the way.
Go the rest of the way.
It's the season of grace that I'm in. And I welcome that grace.
And I welcome that grace.
To carry me to the finish line.
Because
I'm learning to obey.
It may start small.
But you'll stretch me.
In due season.
As I obey him.
And stay humble before him.
To God be the glory.
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 In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Share some hugs with each other. And if you have an addition, we're all ears.